It is a frightening experience for some children, but their parents consider them fortunate.
We talk about it ahead of time, make sure they understand that they need the shot, that they're going to get the shot.
The original plan was to vaccinate every elementary age student with their parents' approval. But nurse coordinator Robin Whalen at Alexandria Public Schools outside of Washington now has to tell parents only children in pre-kindergarten through first grade can receive the H1N1 vaccine.
The biggest problem that we've had is that our supply has not come in as fast as we anticipated.
Desperate parents trying to find the vaccine at clinics and other places are having a difficult time.
They've been calling all over trying to find it, and they're so upset that now it's not available, but hopefully more will come.
Parents are upset because of the statistics. Health officials say more children have died from the H1N1 flu this year than from the regular influenza during an entire flu season. In some cities, people wait for hours at mass vaccination clinics just to be turned away when the supply is gone.
If you're pregnant, I need you to come on this side.
Pregnant women, healthcare workers, and young children get the vaccine first. Many parents want to know when the next batch of vaccines will arrive for their older children.
We're telling them we don't know, because we're really dependent on the vaccine arriving, and we have no control over that.
Health officials say the H1N1 vaccine is difficult to grow, and that causes a delay in production and a shortage of vaccine. The CDC says there are now more than 22 million doses available, but there eventually will be some 225 million doses. Because of the shortage, Tiffany Scruggs says her pediatrician advised her to have her son vaccinated as soon as possible.
He told me he didn't have it available, so if the school did, then it's best to get it now than to not be able to get it when I needed it.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says that is another reason why there aren't enough vaccines.
It's quite likely that too little vaccine is one of the things that's making people more interested in getting vaccinated, frankly. When we have shortages, we see an increase in demand.
The CDC expects the H1N1 vaccine to be widely available to the public by the beginning of December. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.